This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Donald Trump, less than a week into this thing, lots of executive orders, a visit, a first plane ride, and a touchdown in Philadelphia. We'll explain all of that. But she's so gracious to join us, the grand dame of talk media news, and that would be Ellen Ratner. She is in Grenada, and of course, we've been there. We took the show to St. George's University. She has a great tie in there. It's a fabulous place. Hey, Ellen, how are you?
I'm doing great. Actually, I have two students from South Sudan going to the white coat ceremony, entering medical school, which is why I'm here.
Wow. And it's worth telling everybody, this university has, this private university has really grown, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And they've produced almost 13,000 physicians in the United States. One out of every 100 physicians has been trained at St. George's. So that is good news.
Yeah, pretty impressive. Absolutely. All right, I know you have an opinion on this. So now this whole wall and the fact that we're going to get this wall that separates Mexico and the United States, now Donald Trump, the president, is saying 20% tax on Mexican imports to pay for the border wall. What do you make of all this?
Well, it is interesting because if you look at the fine print about this, essentially what happened is he said he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall. The president of Mexico said he would not come to the meeting because Donald Trump said he didn't want him to come unless they were going to pay for the wall. And then he adds this, you know, the tax on. But then it appeared that Sean Spicer walked back. You were talking about the plane to Philadelphia on the plane just a little bit because he said countries such as Mexico. But he didn't really say Mexico the second time he talked, or companies like that. So it's unclear what they're going to really do because, of course, so much of our relationship with Mexico is very important.
Yeah, boy, there's no question about it. If we were completely cut off, I cannot even imagine what that would be like. Cannot imagine. Then there was the take on torture where Paul Ryan reacted, the Speaker of the House, when he was asked about it and said, oh, no, we don't torture. We're following the law. And that's what Mitch McConnell said, because there was a little confusion over what Trump thought, although he said he would go with his guys.
So that's right. Donald Trump says it works. Of course, we don't know that it does, but that's what he said. And then the new head of the Pentagon said that he does not necessarily think that it works, and that they would take what is in the service manuals on a proper techniques for interrogation. And so Donald Trump was sort of out there saying that he thinks it works, but then he said, well, he was going to go with his guy.
Yeah, we'll watch where that bouncing ball goes as far as defense is concerned. How about Steve Bannon ripping the media, saying the media should keep its mouth shut?
Well, you know, I know Steve, and I was kind of surprised about that. But it was interesting. I was having dinner here in Grenada, and there were a few guys that don't teach here but are down here, and they all voted for Trump. And they're basically saying, well, the media is all wrong anyway. Well, okay, you can say that, and sometimes the media is wrong, but if you take an entire class of people, whether they be Mexicans or the media or anything else, and label them, that is not a very good idea. And so that is happening. And it's very interesting that, as you know, Donald Trump did call and ask agencies that they not Twitter, that they don't talk to the press, which press saw as a gag order. And it turns out that there are now a group of people who have basically decided to be anonymous and have started their own Twitter feed under fake names. And they are talking about what they, one is at all that Park Service. And they said, you can take our official Twitter, but you can never take our free time. So that's kind of interesting.
Boy, that is kind of interesting. And then, of course, the last one is the whole tug of war over Putin and the election and did illegals vote and all of that. Do you think this goes anywhere?
Well, he said that he's going to demand looking into this, and he's going to start an executive order. But, of course, it was going to happen over the weekend or, you know, like Friday, just today. Now they're saying it might happen next week. So we don't really know what's happening, but we do know that they are taking a look at what might happen. Was there illegal voting or not? Because Donald Trump believes that there was.
Yeah, wow. All right, Ellen Reiner, enjoy the rest of your time there. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the white coats, that's a really cool thing. And she's been, Ellen's been heavily involved with the university, and she's right. You see more and more graduates from St. George's U, especially a lot of those medical students. And you remember we were down there a couple of years ago, and it was such an interesting, fascinating time to spend there with some really just brilliant scientific minds. You know, when we talk about Trump and his start, I was just looking at the Quinnipiac poll that says that Trump started with 36% rather approval rating. And you know how we always talk about numbers on this show and measurements and how do we measure what's happening? And he's not thrilled, I'm certain about that. He doesn't like being in any kind of a lower percentile, but these were the numbers that came out. Now, Republicans who approve of Donald Trump, what do you think that number is? If you were guessing, 81%, something over 80, 81%. Democrats who approve, 4%. Independents, 35%. So actually the independent, I thought, was pretty huge. Men who approve, 41%. Disapprove, 38%. That's kind of a wash. The women who disapprove, 50%. The women who approve, 33%. So voters in the poll also said they believe Trump will be less successful than Obama as president. So worse than Obama, 50%. Better, 37%. For what it's worth, that's what Quinnipiac's poll on what I just mentioned. That's how it popped up, pinged up on the radar. And I really just think we are pretty much where we were during the run to the White House. We have a nation that's very split, very polarized. Love them, love them, love them, love them. Hate them, hate them, hate them. Want nothing to do with the Trump administration. Want everything to do with Donald Trump. It's just split. It's just split. That's the best way to say it. You can do your own scientific research and start to gather some intel among the people in your own conclave, and I bet you find some of the same kind of opinions. Maybe the closer the circle gets to you, maybe similar opinions, but outside of the circle, maybe not. Or maybe you have friends that don't agree with you and you like that, so they don't agree with half of what you think, including your politics, and so it might be a little bit closer. It's interesting. It's interesting to shake the numbers up. Coming up on the show, Justin Danhof. You know, he's like the Cape Crusader catching another one. Who is the other one? We're going to tell you all about it on the flip side here in America Tonight.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fun to have this guy on because I know he's going to hold people's feet to the fire, so to speak. Specifically, the feet we're talking about is that truly, when you look at the National Center for Public Policy Research, pals of ours for a long time for the good work that they do, truly, it's the only conservative group that you can find out there right now really taking on CEOs and holding them accountable for their actions. So Justin Danhof, as he so often does when he comes on this show, wows us with whatever it is, whoever it is that he's taking on, next. And this time he had his sights set on Walgreens and was there in New York at the annual meeting of Walgreens Boots Alliance shareholders and, was there to watch, to see, and to be able to jump up and ask a few questions if he was able to get in. And I certainly know that James Skinner was probably wiggling a little bit over that. Justin, as always, thanks for joining us. So tell us what happened.
Hey, Kate. Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, it's kind of the age-old story, right? When I confront these CEOs, Mr. Skinner obviously knew I was in the room and had no interest in having me show up today. But who did have interest was the American people, right? And that's why I came to the meeting today, was to talk about the healthcare landscape and what it looks like from a transition of the Obama administration to the Trump administration, and what that means for two main actors. And the two actors in this story are the American people and the publicly traded corporations that are involved in the healthcare industry. And as you know, because you and I have talked about this a bunch, and as your listeners know, is Obama Obamacare didn't just come about because the president or the former president and his team wished it to be. It was brought upon the American public in large part by corporate America. So it wasn't just Nancy Pelosi and President Barack Obama and his team. It was the pharmaceutical industry, it was the pharmaceutical retail industry, and it was the insurance trade industry that brought this upon the American people. And so while very few are going to stand up and confront the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical retail industry, and the insurance industry, you know that we at the National Center for Public Policy Research, we're going to go to the front door and confront them about what they did, because what they did was to promote Obamacare. And what, today what we're talking about is Walgreens. And so Walgreens, one of the largest pharmaceutical retailers in the United States of America, they were a big promoter of Obamacare. Not only did they just generally support it as a company, for many Americans who walked into Walgreens stores over the last 5, 6, and 7 years, you were confronted with folks at the door talking to you about the Obamacare exchanges and signing you up. So this is a next level of support, right? This isn't just saying, hey, we think Obamacare's a good idea. This is actually going to the next level and confronting their consumers directly and saying, hey, why don't you get into this program? And what did this program do? We don't need to relive and rehash all of the failures of Obamacare, but of course, you know, tens of millions of Americans who signed up, they couldn't keep their health care plan.
Yeah.
If they liked their health care plan. They couldn't keep their doctor if they liked their doctor. And, you know, the ills of Obamacare continue. And so as the law is unraveling, as we look at a new landscape for the American healthcare system that really actually looks at patients and what patients need, it looks at consumers, it looks at industry as industry rather than a top-down government-controlled system, what we need is we need companies on board with a fix. And what we actually have in Washington, D.C., which we have not had in the last 8+ years, is an appetite for this new system where we're seeking a patient-centric, cost-controlled system that is not from the government. It's not top-down. And so that's what I asked today. It was a very simple question. I said, Walgreens, look, maybe the executives at the company thought there was no other choice when President Obama came to you guys 6, 7, and 8 years ago and said, look, this is the future of healthcare. Jump on board with us. Maybe that's what you thought. That was the only way forward. But guess what? There's a new game in town now. And the new game is has a strong appetite for patient-centric reform that is focused on the American people. It's not focused on the American government. It's looking at the right players and the right system. So I have a very quick question. This is what I asked to James Skinner, who's the executive chairman at Walgreens. I said, look, you guys not only supported Obamacare, you promoted Obamacare. You sold it to customers that walked into Walgreens stores. That is going away. Will you guys now join with the Trump administration in promoting a free market, free enterprise alternative to what was Obamacare and what will be a healthcare system that works for all Americans? And Kate, you know, I come on your show a lot and I talk about a lot of corporate CEOs that are doing wrong and they are harming the American public. I have to say that today was a good day. James Skinner said that Walgreens will join with the Trump administration to help repeal and replace Obamacare. And I think that is fantastic news, especially to any listener you have out there that is currently enrolled in an Obamacare exchange and relying on that exchange for their health care at the moment. because it's done so much harm to so many millions of Americans. And today was a small but important notch in trying to fix the future. So, I am happy that Walgreens took this step, but I'm happiest most for the Americans which this helps.
Yeah, and of course, as we watch what's happening here, and ultimately this was one of the main things that President Trump ran on, and we know that there has been massive moving of mountains behind, and the fact that behind the president, and he has said about looking to erase state lines and create that free enterprise, if you will. There's some people, Justin, as you know, that are critical of that, but I totally get it. I think it would work absolutely better than what we have. There's no question. What would you say to people who are critical and say, oh, my gosh, then isn't that going to jack up the rate? It's going to do quite the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and you know what? I understand that there's criticism right there, in the marketplace, right, because there's a lot of confusion. And what I would have to say is that Obamacare made promises it could never follow through on because it was going to be a top-down, government-controlled system, and that was never going to work because the prices could never be centrally controlled from Washington, D.C., and that's why premiums were jacked up. And so if we're going to let the market control prices, what's going to happen is it's going to increase competition. And so the larger number of players that are in the system, which is what President Trump and his team have proposed, that is where the price controls are going to come down because there's going to be more players in the market. And so that is what Walgreens, they said that they would get behind. Look, it wasn't just Walgreens that supported Obamacare. There's a lot more companies that are just in the pharmaceutical industry, but they're in the health insurance industry and the like that promoted Obamacare. And I'm going to talk to a lot of them, Kate, and you and I think are going to talk a lot this year because I'm going to confront a lot more companies that helped promote Obamacare and push it on the American people. And they have a comeuppance coming to them, and I'm going to be the one that brings it to their floor. I'm going to bring it right to them, and you and I are going to talk about it because
I love the
amount of harm that they've caused the American people. They need to hear about it, and let the healing begin, so to speak. So I'm so glad to talk to you about this very important topic.
I love it. National Center General Counsel, Free Enterprise Project Director Justin Danhoff. Thanks so much. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. Be great. Thank you.
Coming up, numbers, numbers, numbers. We can count.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We can count. We're going to check out the numbers. Look around, people. The numbers are everywhere. Now, if you start to see numbers and they start to float, you need to get your eyes checked in. Somebody called me one time and said, Kate, the numbers are floating. Well, that's not good. I mean, listen, I know. I swear I had superpower vision, unbelievable. I could see through walls. And then one day, poof, gets a little bit fuzzy. You know, I'm trying so hard. It's like, I don't know if you guys have this experience. Maybe this is a weird thing to throw out here. I don't care. You know how I just roll. But when you go to get eye tests, I feel competitive against the eye chart. And it's so silly, right? Because it's about our sight. And I still have really decent sight. But when I'm reading the letters, I think that the eye doctor thinks that it's almost like I'm trying to cheat. C-R-E-A... Oh, that's a T, but something's wrong with that. T, I, V, you know, and then you start to get, then the letters are so small that an ant couldn't read them, but you're going to be asked to read that bottom line when he slaps the pointer on the bottom line. So he's like, this isn't a competition. It's about making sure your eyes are right. And the line is so tiny. It's crazy. But anyway, I digress, and then they ask you to read the numbers, so that there's to the numbers, and the numbers are even smaller. It's like, if I had to punch in that code to open my phone would be dead. It'd be gone. I'd have to be frantically going to one of those silly genius bars for them to figure out whatever my code is. So we're going to do the numbers thing here in just a second, but a big shout out to Mike Moore and all the cool people at WLOE in Eden, and also WMYN in Mayodan. I hope I'm saying that right. I love, you know, I just got back from the Carolinas. I really like North Carolina. And I have been through, certainly I've been through Eden before, and we appreciate their support as they carry America tonight. And thank you so much for doing so. North Carolina barbecue. Ooh, that is good stuff. And it's very different from barbecue that I had had in the past. First time I went to North Carolina, and they said, you got to get some real barbecue. And the difference, the taste, incredibly different than the barbecue I'd have ever had before. All right, time to rock into another edition of We Can Count. And you just hope someone will publish it, and then they tell you what the advance is. We will give you $2 for all of your words, Ms. Delaney. But if I were the president, how much would I get? So Obama, former president, $20 million advance for his memoir. That's what they're saying. Yeah. His literary agent named the Lobster Newberg. Yeah. Getting $20 million, it looks like. But then if you look at what other presidents have gotten, he would now be the top money man as far as advances. Bill Clinton got $15 million for My Life. George W. Bush got $7 million to write Decision Points. But they say that there is a broader fascination with Obama from conservatives who really hate him, as well as liberals who deeply admire what he did. So they think there's going to be massive interest in Obama's book, $20 million advance. Oh, that's incredible, isn't it? Oh. All right, how about this? I heard him speak one time, and in fact, I'm trying to get him on the show, and it's just another good reminder of that. I really think that Steve Forbes has some interesting things to say about the economy, and I heard him speak, and I really thought he was such a good speaker, and he knew where he was funneling his message, if you know what I mean. So he could back up what he was saying. It wasn't a bunch of fluffy nonsense. It was good stuff. So Forbes has a message for Republican lawmakers meeting this week in Philly. He said, don't approve a proposed sales tax on products coming into the U.S. Here's what he said. He's a former presidential candidate. He's the publisher of Forbes Mag. He has a full-page letter in the Wall Street Journal that says the border adjustment tax is bad economic policy, but it's even worse politics. So, I don't know. Is he right? Are we parting company on this? The ad appeared as Trump and congressional Republicans, of course, are making a plan to advance the agenda. Forbes says legislators need to get rid of border adjustment tax. This doesn't make sense. He says it will instead send a clear message that leaders in Washington want our hardworking Americans to pay more again. It said that's what's going to happen. So it sounds good, but really it's not going to work. It's going to be the opposite effect. That it's just, the platform just doesn't work. Trump this month told the Wall Street Journal that a border adjustment tax is too complicated, but then later said he would work with the Republicans on a plan. So there's some confusion, I believe anyway, over this adjustment tax. What does it mean? Forbes says that the border adjustment tax would make products like gasoline and consumer goods more expensive for you and me, even with our income tax being lowered. He said instead of by imposing a costly new national sales tax on imports, it would dramatically raise the prices of everyday goods and services. So it wouldn't make any sense. It would be wise to focus the attention on spending cuts. I agree with the spending cuts thing. So that's the problem. Where if that does happen, sounds good on the surface, like, yeah, absolutely, put that tax on. But who does it hit? when it ultimately, and I hate to use this word because then it sounds like trickle-down economics, but when it trickles down, who is it hurting? So he has an interesting point, I would say. How about this, as we bounce around on a couple of numbers, here's one for you that I found that was, I think, pretty interesting. They're saying that, scientists are saying that life at the cellular level continues after death. I know, I hate to be so morbid, but it is a numbers deal and it is intriguing to me. So this new research says that the cells within the human body are always fighting for life, and they try to survive when they try to repair themselves after death. This was a study that was published in the journal Open Biology, and it shows that portions of the body live on even after death has occurred. So not all cells are dead when an organism dies. What? That makes sense in a way if you think about it. Think back in your scientific brains. I know that you all love science class. If you didn't go any further than eighth grade science, maybe you can explain it. Can you explain it? So the number is we have thousands of cells. The scientists in the study looked at zebrafish and mice, and they concluded that humans also display the phenomenon. The science behind it's called gene expression. So it basically means that information buried thousands of cells, information buried within the DNA, turns into directions for making proteins or other DNA molecules. The study found that in some cases, gene expression increases after death. I don't know if that makes me interested. Am I intrigued? Am I interested? Is it creepy? I don't know. Scientists in California say they've used lab-made DNA to create a life form for the first time in history. They used common E. coli microbes in the process. So there is something to this. Thousands and thousands of cells, in a sense, regenerating, I suppose. Maybe that's the wrong word. But I don't know, intriguing. For sure. So when we talk about the wall and the argument over the wall and who's paying and what about this border tax and all that other stuff, Jan Brewer comes through and says, most Americans are grateful to have a president who will stand up to the rule of law and do the job of protecting the border of the U.S. The former Arizona governor fought for years and got skewered to secure her state's border with Mexico, and it was ridiculous things that were happening in Arizona. In fact, Brewer said there are many ways to collect the money from Mexico, including through visa applications or border use fees. She said in Arizona in 2006, we did a report where $1.1 billion were confiscated of illegal dollars that could be included in helping to build the wall. And that's just Arizona alone. If we took in California, Texas, and New Mexico, we would have paid it in a minute. She said she believes President Trump knows what he is saying, and I know he gets done what he says he's going to do, so we are very encouraged in Arizona. She noted that out of her $9 billion budget, she was spending $2 billion on illegal immigration, taking the services, education, and health, incarceration, dealing with the drop houses, the prostitution, the trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug cartels. She said it was just impossible to keep up with it. So she feels pretty confident that the plan makes complete sense. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on the wall or anything else for that matter that we were talking about here on ATN, do it! 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We're dipping into the mailbag next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
On this hour of America Tonight, coming up, we're going to dive into the mailbag. Before we go into the mailbag, however, we are going to go to our pal Dan in Texas. I am just hoping he has a great joke for me. I'm in the mood for some good jokes. Hey, Dan.
Hey, baby. I got one for you. Okay, awesome. This jihadi army was on the march from one destination to another, when from the other side of a giant sand dune, the leader of the army heard in his own language, "One Marine is better than 10 jihadis." This infuriated him. He climbed to the top and he noticed an emplacement of a small little tent and a little fortification and one American Marine standing behind it with his gun. Man, he went back down and he told 10 men, "Go over that bridge and take care of that American." Boom, they went over the top of that bridge. Bang, bang, boom, boom, boom. And then silence. Then the voice said in perfect language again, "One American is better than, one Marine is better than 25 jihadis." Man, this infuriated him. He sent 25 jihadis over the dunes. Bang, bang, boom, boom. The machine gun bullets going everywhere. Silence. Then the voice came back again. "One Marine's better than 250 jihadis." Man, they went crazy. He told them, "Allah Akbar, charge." They went over the mountain. They're all going down the hills. Bang, 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 boom, 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 blah, 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 blah. Finally, silence again. One jihadi crawled back over the dune and he says, "Commander, don't send any more. It's a trap. There's two Marines."
Ba-dum-bum, that's pretty good. Did you make that up? That's a good one.
No, a friend of mine sends me tons and tons and tons of jokes. And I pass them on to you because you appreciate the material I give you.
I do appreciate the material, and that's a very good one.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a wonderful night, and it's really good listening to you. And they said something about the Star of Mannix died. Do you know who that was?
The Star? Oh, you're kidding. How did I not know that? Did that just happen?
That's what I heard on the news earlier.
I like that. That's what I heard on the news earlier. Mike Connors.
He was
handsome.
He was great guy. He was of Armenian descent, and I have been to Armenians, worked for him for years. Wonderful people. Armenian pizza is some of the best pizza you ever had in your life.
I agree. I've had Armenian pizza, too.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Well, my condolences go out to his family. He was a great actor and a great man.
He was.
And God bless
he was
you
a
too,
great
Kate.
Actor. Thank you, Dan. You too, and you have a fabulous one. You know, it's interesting because, boy, I mean, listen, we know this. We have a lifespan of whatever our lifespan is. He was 91. I would say a life well lived. And the Mannix Show put him on the map. I mean, who doesn't remember the theme song for Mannix? They played it forever. I mean, you could be maybe, if you're at least 30, maybe even younger than 30, because, you know, we've got TV Land, and now they resuscitate so many shows. But he was 90. He died, they say, Thursday afternoon in L.A. hospital from recently diagnosed leukemia. And he was a guy that just not just the Mannix Show, but there were other parts that he had in movies and in TV. But I think he's best known probably for that rather than anything else that he did, just because he was the star and it played forever and ever and ever in syndication. Certainly that's for sure. So as we come to a close for this hour, a couple of other quick hits. And the quick hits include this. How about the fact that you've got the Duke players banned from the locker room? And I think of Coach K, and immediately when I saw this story, I was like, what does that mean? So Coach K is definitely making his presence felt while being away from the team because he's got back surgery, so he hasn't been there. The Blue Devils players banned from the locker room, not allowed to wear school clothing. The decision came down from Coach K during a team meeting at his house. Duke is 2-3 right now. The latest loss happened on Monday against North Carolina State. That's like a cardinal sin to, you know, I was just mentioning the Carolinas, and in North Carolina to be Duke and lose to North Carolina State after Duke led by 7 points, that's just not good. With less than 5 minutes left, it was the first win by the Wolfpack in Durham since 1995. So Jeff Capel is the interim coach, says it's disappointing, and you know what happened is the players' punishment, they say, is going to stay in place until they start living up to the standards of the Duke program. And he's been unhappy with some of what he's seen, and so that's, you know, what that's about. And the injuries, you could say they've dealt with multiple injuries. They had the suspension of Grayson Allen, and now not to have Coach K there. At some point, he's expected to return in February, but banned from the locker room. So that kind of ups the ante in a sense, I think, for those players. It's just like, who do you think you're playing for? Do you know anything about this man, even if he's not there? So when we talk about companies coming back to the U.S., here's an interesting one from iPhone. One of the ex-Foxconn executives was quoted as saying, building iPhones in the U.S., well, that's a non-starter. So with the president talking about U.S. companies and planting major manufacturing facilities in America's heartland, pumping out smartphones and cars and high-end TVs, even with this border tax thing, some of what's being discussed, like Fox, the engineering department at Foxconn, they say that's the world's largest contract electronics maker and a major assembler of iPhones. If you calculate the labor costs for American workers, recruit, train, and assemble in mass numbers, there or have some few billion dollars or million dollars in automated facilities like in China to mass produce iPhones, it's a no-brainer. To meet production of 200 million iPhones sold annually requires tens of thousands of people working around the clock. And they say no U.S. city could handle that. Couldn't do it. They even said Apple could do final assembly of a limited edition iPhone in Texas, but the higher labor costs would be offset by savings in transportation expenses is what is being talked about. Apple is just not commenting. Because if they compare the numbers, they know for them, the numbers just do not add up. So they're likely, if they have to take a tax, they'll just take a tax if that's what it has to be, right? Forget it. And how about this? Speaking of taxes, there is word that, keep your hands off my avocados. I love avocado. There's my secret. Oh, I do. I love the taste of avocados. But a border tax could hit Mexican avocados. So if that border tax happens, there might be less guac maybe at the Super Bowl parties. I don't think it can happen that fast. But Mexico accounted for 60% of the avocados in the U.S. The Haas Avocado Board, which tracks shipments of the popular varieties, expects to see imports of 400.9 million pounds of Mexican avocados compared to, check this out, 24.9 million from California. You know where you get the best avocado in the world? You'd have to go there, though. Hawaii. Oh, those farmers markets, incredible. Thanks so much to you and that guy and that woman in the corner for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.